Isn't it true that you won't subsidize heating bills for our senior citizens this winter?
Absolutely not. No one is more concerned about our senior citizens than I am. There may be some small cutbacks, some big cutbacks. They're going to freeze their...
Now expanded by popular demand.
More Dave.
It's the Dave Weinbaum Show.
You know, you couldn't beat Johnny Carson in his prime, could you? I mean, I left that on. We did some new bits, but, you know, I left it on because we're still freezing our butts off here. What's going on?
It's crazy weather.
It's
crazy.
Nuts.
It's winter, though.
It's nuts. Hi, Lee, and Lee's wearing his T-shirt. You know, you wore a coat to work, I hope.
Burr University.
Mm-hmm. B-U-H-R.
That's right, buddy.
Cool.
That's right.
Well, welcome back from your game last night. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You had a rough game and stuff. You know, but,
great night.
Always good to see you. But, you know, it's getting old already this winter. Propane is through the roof. I heard it was $17 a gallon. Is that right?
I don't know about that, but propane is just...
Man.
It's almost tripled. Great.
Man, triple, that would be...
More than that, probably.
That would be six times or so, wouldn't it? Because it was like at $3 a gallon.
Well, I don't know the stats, but I know it's gone up.
Yeah, it's incredible. Anyways, it's too bad. I'm officially declaring this January 31st as hump winter. And I believe this is going to go downhill from here. Doesn't it have to?
No.
By July, we got to see 70 degrees, don't we?
Well, the groundhog on Sunday will determine.
Oh, well, yeah. You believe in that, don't you? Yeah, what did Santa get you for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we're here at the Dave Weinbaum Show. Thank you for being here. And you know what? I loves me the callers. So if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
And by the way, the first one that calls the show, Lee Burr will be at your house to cook you a brunch in bed later this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So be the first caller. The contest is going to take place.
What contest?
I've been talking about this for months. The 5-year, 2-month anniversary of the show.
Unbelievable.
Well, it's going to happen.
Okay.
It involves Cardinal tickets. We're still well away from the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, goodness knows I've had enough promo premiering it. Now we just got to see.
False look, promises.
No, it's not true because look, I was in negotiations. Now we signed a contract. That's over.
Mm.
Now I can go to the sponsors and see if they want to participate because some of the sponsors might want to do this. You know, they might want to give something away. Now I got to figure out what I should do
so
what kind of contest?
You're getting away
do.
From the responsibility by passing it along to others.
No, I think it's an opportunity. No, that's wrong. I can understand that because I delegate a lot, which means I'm somewhat lazy sometimes. But here's an interesting thing because it meets right up with my laziness.
Mm-hmm.
To be effective in business, if you're in any kind of a business that has a multi-unit or something,
true,
you got to delegate. You have to. There's no way around it.
I agree.
You can't do it all. You can't be in two places at one time. You know, so you've got to delegate. And if you can't, you're not going to be real effective. You got to get other people, and you got to hone them, you got to trust them, and hope they turn out to be honest. And the ones that aren't honest, you got to get rid of. You know?
I know.
I've been fortunate. I've had some good people for the last, real good people for the last 12 years. Of course, that's not saying much for my girlfriend, Lisa Strauser, who was an employee 35 years ago. Do you believe that?
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. But, no, she was a good employee, so she tells me.
How do you know?
I don't know. So she tells me.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't lied to me yet that I know of, so I assume she was a good employee. Anyways, we had the SOTU. You know what a SOTU stands for?
No.
The
SOTU?
Yeah.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke.
Shecky Green thing?
No, you've been around for almost as long as I've been. You should know this. SOTU. Right. SOTU.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Site of the Olympics.
No. Site of the Olympics?
Well, SOTU. You know.
No.
I don't know. I have no
State
idea.
Of the Union.
Oh,
the State
well,
of
you know
the
what
Union
Rush
address.
Called it? I thought it was even better. Rush called it the State of the Coup.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not rushed, you know, obviously.
I know, but that was a good line.
Yeah, it was a good line. I heard that, and mm-hmm. I said, I wish. Oftentimes when I listen to Rush, I think to myself, man, I wish I would have thought of that. You know, you try to get insight, insightful.
It works both ways. If you listen to you, you mean
Rush listens to me and
let's say
man, I should have.
Join the other 10 listeners.
Rush, Rush has used my stuff on his show.
Yeah.
But he didn't cite my name, mm-hmm. which ticks me off. That happens a lot to me. Bernie Goldberg stole some stuff from me last time.
I know, that's what you told him.
You know? Yeah, what are you going to do? Mm. Anyways, State of the Union. No, what'd you think of that? Did you watch it?
No. I watched maybe a 10-second clip.
You know, the thing that kept running through my mind, if I had to say it with one little phrase, honey, who shrunk the president? I mean, he comes off smaller and smaller minded every time. Mm-hmm. And he's repeating stuff he said 3 years ago that he was going to get done that he never got done. Yeah, we're going to close Gitmo. Yeah, troops home. I mean, come on. I mean, if you had some people suggested drinking contests, okay? And, you know, if you'd sat there and every time he deceived, he lied, misconstrued, made excuses, blamed other people, said the word I, you'd still be drunk, and that was Tuesday. And you know what? You stay drunk until Super Bowl time, and you're going to go to a party and get drunk again. I mean, that's got to – you better have some kind of health insurance because your liver is going to go, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Just incredible stupidity. And, you know, he wants to do things. Here's his solutions. Better training, better jab training, and we're going to raise the minimum wage. Sure, that's going to help jobs. Immigration amnesty. Oh, sure, let's get 10 million more legals in there so that we can kick, 10, 11 million Americans off of their jobs. Yeah, that makes sense. You have to excuse my voice because I'm still
struggling.
Still struggling with mm-hmm. this thing, you know? I thought I had at least an hour and a half today, but I'm going to take a little zip of coffee.
Mm. Yeah, I don't like the minimum wage thing. Are you talking about raising that?
Well, he
I don't think that's a good idea.
Here's what he did. He says, and he tells the Congress, he says, all right, I want to work with you guys like he's ever tried to work with them. He won't even work with his own party. I want to work with you guys, but if you don't want to work with me, I've got a pen, and I've got a phone. In other words, he's going to do it all on his own. He is the most lawless president that's ever existed, and it's not just that he hasn't. There's room for executive orders, but you can't legislate there. You can't legislate stuff that is going to cost. I mean, it's got to go through the Congress. That's what they're there for. Can't do it. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. And quite frankly, when he got elected each time, what happened? He had to take an oath to enforce and defend the Constitution. So
that's right.
Anyways, you want to call the show and comment, 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
All right, further than that, Obamacare is a big job killer. And I noticed one thing. He didn't talk about Obamacare until 42 minutes into the speech.
Mm.
Sounds to me like he had to mention it, but he really didn't want to. He knew by the time 42 minutes came, most people would have shut their TVs off. I mean, most people were looking at this like, gee, what is this, a rerun? You know, it was like the previous 4 years. Meanwhile, we've got a president who used to say that Bush was unpatriotic. Bush was terrible, horrible, because he ran up in his 8 years a $4 trillion deficit. He added $4 trillion to the deficit, which made it about $9 trillion. So Obama comes in after saying that, and in his first 5 years, 8 years versus 5 years, he's run it up to over $17 trillion. Not seven, 17. The man's put $8 trillion more on the deficit. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Lieber will be at your house to cook you brunch today. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, you're on the air.
Kevin, Dave, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I thought I might have to fire you last time. You're out there ranting and raving on Facebook about how cool you are, and you don't even call the show.
It wasn't about how cool I was. It was just how cool I thought that was.
Well, you're cool because your liberal friends are all saying, hey, yeah, go after that Weinbaum guy.
Not go after you. Go after you. Just get the voice, the opinion, and what some of us feel that is a. You know,
well, next time you miss a show, I want a doctor's excuse.
Okay. All right. Well, I just couldn't get to the radio last week.
Okay. But, all right. What's up, man?
Oh man, actually, I've got kind of lost my train of thought here when I called.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I imagine
doing that to a liberal. I hate when that happens.
I guess then what I was going to say really wasn't too awful important.
No.
Well, I mean, unless you have
something important to say, this is not going to count, and I'm going to fine you.
Well, see, in your view, this isn't important because it comes to minimum wage.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I want to hear. See, I want to hear the other side. See, that's what people. I'm not out here to shut you up. I'm out here to listen.
Well, see, when I talk about the other side, about raising the minimum wage that's paid to people, first thing you do, Dave, at your stores, you go out and just pay people $20 an hour. When that's unrealistic. But I tell you what, like, in your store, people that know all the jobs in your store that's a regular worker, $9 an hour is not too far out of an exchange.
Well, we do that, though. We have people like that. They earn their way up, Kevin.
Dave, I went to your stores. I talked to people that have been employed for you 5 years. Now, this is in Raleigh, St. James, and Cuba.
Yeah.
I've talked to people in all three of these stores, and there's not a one of them that make over $8.25 an hour, and they've been there 5 and 6 years.
Well, some of them don't want to move up. Some of them don't want to do more. They want flexibility. They want flexible schedules.
People work the 8-hour shifts at nighttime.
Each case is an individual. I've got a person that started with me as a crew person. She's now the director of operations. She's making a lot of money. My managers are making a lot of money. The ones that started with me.
I'm not saying anything.
If they want to make money and they do their job, you know, I need them. I need them in management, Kevin.
Well, what I'm talking about, all you other home businesses are talking about, if I have to pay a little bit more, it's going to break me. I'm going to have to charge an exorbitant amount more money for what I
pay. Yeah, you ever been in business for yourself, Kevin? Have you ever been in business for yourself?
Yes, I was. My family was in business for 40 years. Matter of fact, your store in St. James sets on what used to be our land.
Okay, so how much did they pay their people?
In 1969, my grandpa paid $175 a week to the main dude that did his installation of his wood stoves and gas stoves that went and delivered his appliances. No, that was $175 in 69. 70.
Look,
paycheck.
Each case is different. That's why we give them crew reviews. We give them job reviews.
This.
And believe me, I am always and have always looked for managers, people to move up, people that could work other shifts. You don't know every story about every guy.
No, I don't.
They no, you don't. Right.
On a general, pay a person a wage that makes them want to come to work and not go, damn.
But they do. They like to work for me. Most of the people. Okay.
Okay, the reason why they work for you is because they have to have a job. They would prefer to have a little bit more money.
Well, so would I.
A little bit more, but
so would I. I'd like McDonald's to cut me some slack and give me lower rates, lower rents. But I made a deal.
The price for one of your burgers, the rate that you sell it, you're not hurting at all, bud.
How do you know?
You can't.
You don't know that.
It costs about 28 cents to produce one of your cheeseburgers, and it's sold
for. You don't know that.
I bet I could almost come close to it, though. I bet that's pretty darn close.
You don't know that. I'm telling you. Minimum wage just went up.
I was just
in Kansas City talking to guys. Most of the guys are hurting real bad right now. They're having trouble paying their bills. I'm getting close.
I'll get out of here.
All right. Well, we'll get out of here then. Thanks for your real experienced, knowledgeable conversation. Kevin, it was a pleasure talking to you, sir. I have another caller, and I got to run some commercials here. Thank you so much, Kevin from St. James. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I had to use up a lot of my voice on that guy. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Matt. I'm up here by Jeff City.
Hi, Matt.
I don't know why you waste that much time with that guy. He never owned a business. I own a small business. And minimum wage, all that does, when you raise that minimum wage, I'm going to eliminate some less skilled workers that I would start otherwise. So what happens if I got to pay them more, I'm going to be a little more particular to my unskilled labor. So contractor. I'm a mason contractor, and I hire labor right now. And I start at $10 an hour, but if you make me start any higher than that, I want to be more particular. Somebody says, hey, I have no experience. I'm going to say, hey, I'm sorry, this job isn't for you. I got to start too much. But and then, you know, skilled labor is absolutely very hard to find. And when I find it, I pay accordingly because I want to keep them.
Sure.
And I've had employees before that said, well, I wish I made more. I said, well, you know, I never lied to one when I hired them. Never lied to one of them. Told them exactly what they're going to make. And if someone doesn't like it, they can go on somewhere else. But it's, you know, they can't be dependent on me. They got to be dependent on their skills, their ambition. You know, there's no end to what you can do when you have those things. But always looking for a handout is not the answer. That's what's wrong with this nation.
Well, yeah, you gotta earn it. Not only that, we're an aspirational economy. People that start at minimum wage can go on to own the business in this country. They can go on to own multiple businesses. I've had guys that work for me. They went to McDonald's business. They had 10, 15 stores. I don't have that. They're doing better than me.
Yeah,
that's great. I love it. God bless them.
Owning a business is one of the most difficult, most complicated things, and the stress, and no one has any idea. And I'm not, you know, and I'm doing it by choice. But you know what? I don't expect, nobody owes me anything.
That's
I'm going to take my own way. And until we change the mindset of the majority of people here, we're just going to have, I mean, raising the minimum wage doesn't do anything. What it does do is start to change the mentality of this nation where, hey, when you work really hard, you'll be rewarded for that. And, but anyway, I just get really angry.
Right. Well, I appreciate it, Matt. Thanks for calling. You know, the thing about this country, it's aspirational. You know, you want people to be able to move up. I had a little thing. I had a demonstration of socialism in a pizza pie, a comparative pizza pie. So what happens when you start raising all these rates and fees and things, minimum wages and things like that? Yeah, they get a bigger piece of the pie, but the pie shrinks. It shrinks. And then eventually it's gone. And nobody has anything. That's what socialism is. That's what socialism is. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Dave, it's Tom from Cherryville.
Hi, Tom. What's up, man?
Don't raise the minimum wage because all it does is just make everything else go up so it doesn't gain anybody anything.
Oh, eventually that's what it does, yeah. I mean, we can handle the minimum wage if it goes up in smaller increments. But, you know, I'm looking for people who are good, and I won't pay them accordingly. You know, in North Dakota, Tom, right now, they're paying $15, $16 an hour. Why? Because that's what the marketplace demands, because everybody up there has jobs. They're all getting in the oil fields.
That's because they ignore Obama up there. They had a couple of things I was calling about. I know you've heard about going on all over the country, black people attacking white people and sucker punching them.
Yep.
And the mainstream media absolutely refuses to report on that. Well, yesterday, apparently, there was a case of a white man attacking a black man, and they just reported on that all day long yesterday. And on the other hand, I watched a video of Ted Nugent on the Internet yesterday, and he referred to Obama as a chimpanzee. Now, how come they haven't pounced all over him? Is it because they're afraid he might say some things that they're trying to keep covered up if they bring him out in the line?
No, I haven't heard that, but you know what? They'll be all over that. Come on. You know that. I mean, he shouldn't be calling anybody a chimpanzee, because that's a racial thing. Okay, come on.
Well, I didn't say that it was right. I'm just saying, how come they didn't jump all over him for that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a good question.
The reason why is because he knows a lot of stuff that the media is keeping covered up, and they're afraid if they shed any light on Ted Nugent, he's going to blurt out a lot.
I cannot believe that guy, knowing what I know, little I know about him, didn't already blurt out everything he's had and thought he had, quite frankly. He's pretty outspoken.
Well, yeah, he's been on Alex Jones' show several times
and
other talk shows, too. Anyway,
Tom, you have a great weekend. I appreciate it. We're going to take one more call, and then we're going to take our first break. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Well, I guess we're going to take our first break. You know, this is a lot of fun, and you want to call the show after the break, 364-0800 or?
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Now, I want to know a couple questions. First of all, what do you think about immigration? Should we have amnesty-type immigration without stopping the borders, without being able to defend the borders, or not? Because the Republicans now are going through this, and I want to know the answer to that. Call 364-0800 or
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
This is the newly expanded Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
No!
Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
Sometimes you're just too busy to do the laundry, or, well, you just don't want to. Either way is fine by Forum Cleaners. Just bring them your clothes and household items, or you can drop them off at one of their easy-drop locations at Studio K in St. James or Hayes Shoe Store in Cuba. Forum Cleaners accepts all major credit cards, and they offer same-day cleaning, alterations, and they can clean items such as wedding gowns, band and choir uniforms, and they're also agents of Ram Leather Care of St. Louis for all your leather cleaning needs. Call Forum Cleaners today at 364-1114. And leave the cleaning to them.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Houck Drive in Rolla.
Start the new year off right and get healthy with McDonald's Egg White Delight McMuffin. 100% freshly grilled egg whites. Extra lean Canadian bacon and smooth white cheddar on whole grain English muffin. Only 250 calories. Stay warm with a McDonald's McCafe drink. Choose from delicious hot chocolate, fresh brewed coffee, mocha, or latte. And for a limited time, feed the family with a 20-piece chicken McNuggets for only $5. Available only at your locally owned McDonald's in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and in Rolla.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your... Have you ever been to a real liquor store? No, I'm not talking about the liquor section at your grocery store. If you haven't been to Lucas Liquor off Manchester and Ellisville, then you don't know what you're missing. Lucas Liquor wants to help you wow your guests at your upcoming parties and events with their amazing selection of top-shelf choices at not-so-top-shelf prices. The amazing staff at Lucas Liquor will help you find the perfect spirit selection to make your next event top-notch without breaking your bank. Curbside service and weekly tastings, too. Give them a try today. Lucas Liquor in Ellisville.
And let me tell you something that deeply concerns me. It's the abuse of power from this administration. We've seen multiple filmmakers prosecuted and the government's gone after them. Whether it was the poor fellow that did the film that the president blamed Benghazi and the terrorist attack on, turned out that wasn't the reason for the attack. But the administration went and put that poor fellow in jail on unrelated charges. Or just this week it's been broken that Dinesh D'Souza, who did a very big movie criticizing the president, is now being prosecuted by this administration.
Senator.
Bob, can you imagine the reaction if the Bush administration had gone and prosecuted Michael Moore and Alec Baldwin and Sean Penn?
Senator.
It should trouble everyone that this administration uses government power and the IRS in particular to target their enemies, and you're talking in a few minutes to Chuck Schumer.
We're going
to
leave this for another day, Senator. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again.
Bob Schieffer cutting off Senator Ted Cruz. You think he would have done that to Hillary Clinton? You think he would have done that to Barack Obama? They actually, that portion did not make the cut. I don't know if they did it because they were too embarrassed by old-timer Bob Schieffer or not, but they cut that part out of their program. There is a distinct effort on the part of the mainstream media to shut conservative talk up. In fact, there's an effort in the state of New York to kick the conservatives out. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Thanks for waiting. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dolores.
Hi, Dolores. How are you, dear?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm good, thank you, except for this stupid throat. I can't talk very well.
Well,
it's not good in radio, is it, Lee?
Yeah. Well, what Kevin the Kook doesn't fail to mention about business Okay. I've been in business, worked for many. Businesses pay a higher electricity rate. They pay a commercial rate on that and telephone. Utilities, it's just that simple. I mean, and, I, you know, so he doesn't have a clue what is really going on. If you're a business account, they hit you more and for the same amount of stuff. And I guarantee you, Internet's higher. And you know that.
I know. It depends on where you are in the country, too. We have extraordinarily high electric rates out here mm-hmm. compared to the rest of the country. Now, we have lower property taxes, too, though. I mean, but it's all in a mix.
Yeah, I was sure surprised to hear InterCounty or read in their paper that their big some gal in there supporting, that they let put a column in there supporting Obamacare, and oh my gosh, she had it so wrong. But anyway,
people are finding out about Obamacare. I'm telling you, a lot of people are losing coverage. I know two that are related to my girlfriend that she knows of.
Well, we're hanging on by a thread on ours. I don't know how much longer we can afford to pay.
Hey, Dolores, listen to this. 47% of the people that Obamacare was made for, according to the president, these are the people that are uninsured, don't want it. They hate it. You know why? They found out it wasn't free. If they're earning any money at all, they get a subsidy. And those subsidies are a lot less than they thought they'd be.
It's terrible. And just for your information, you realize, I know everybody likes Danica Patrick. She's a free birth control liberal.
Uh-oh. Lee don't care. You know, he's a guy.
I don't know. He
doesn't care. She could be from Mars and he wouldn't care.
See, I used to not care.
Yeah.
But anymore, when an actor or somebody goes political like that and that flows out of their mouth, I just don't watch it anymore.
Well,
I just can't do it anymore.
You know, if those guys, if everyone got together, who they ticked off, and started boycotting these guys, boy, I believe they'd switch sides in a hurry, because these guys are making big time money off of people like me, and especially Lee Burr, who doesn't have a clue, you know.
Anyway, nice talking to
Dolores,
you. I love your show.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate you calling. If you want to call the show, and you don't have to be nice to me. I mean, you know, it's all right. I mean, you can argue with me. Kevin, argue with me. I don't have a problem with it. I want to hear viewpoints opposed to my own. It's 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
So getting back to the SOTU, the State of the Union address, Obama's telling us he created 8 million jobs in the last 5 years. The problem with that is there's 1.2 million jobs less than there was in December of 2007. He's got 92 million people out of the job market, a huge jump, and he's added 20 million to the ranks of food stamps. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Tim, and I'm calling from Rowlett. I think Obama, if Republicans did the same thing as Obama would be doing, they'd be impeached.
They would be. And quite frankly, Obama was pushing for it because Bush was unresponsible. He was unpatriotic for having a $4 trillion deficit in 5 years, and he's got a he's added almost $9 trillion to the deficit, or $8 trillion to the deficit, in 5 years.
Yeah.
There's no end to the hypocrisy of the Democrats and Obama.
We don't have a president; we have a king.
You're right.
No.
And when he said he's going to go around Congress, he's got a pen and a phone, the Democrats in Congress gave him a standing ovation. They thought it was the greatest thing in the world. We've just elected a king. Well, what do you need a Congress for then? You don't need a Congress then, because you've got an emperor. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. You have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Jill, and I'm from Salem, Missouri.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
And my throat's a little bad. Other than that, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, well, science is all going around and that.
I know. Mine won't go away, though.
Yeah.
And Lee's, and furthermore, Lee's kind of a pain, but, you know, he's okay sometimes.
Well, my son had an injury on his leg, and he found a wound center in Sullivan to go to take care of. and he was going to apply for financial aid, but first he had to apply for Obamacare. He hadn't done that yet. And he doesn't make much money. And he, so he went online, he applied for it, and he's below poverty level, and they told him it would cost him $38 a month, which doesn't sound like much.
No.
But his,
deductible.
$7,000 deductible. And so he did go back to the wound clinic and he filled out all the financial work. And because he is poverty level, below poverty level, they're going to waive the $7,000 and go ahead and pay on the bill.
Well, but fortunate.
But they told him he had to pay by a credit card. Poor people shouldn't have credit cards. He doesn't have a credit card. He doesn't have a checking account. So now he's got to pay, either he's got to give us the money and we've got to go online. I don't have a credit card. I have a debit card. But, you know, that's just, it's asinine. It really is.
Well, this is what I was just saying. The people that that this was supposed to be for, the people that couldn't afford health insurance, now are realizing that there's going to be a charge and there's going to be a subsidy and there's going to be a huge deductible. It's a fraud. And
yeah,
and actually, whereas 46% about a month ago, of the uninsured supported Obamacare. Now 47% don't like Obamacare. So what was that?
Well, we knew all along it was a joke. You know, my sister-in-law, they used to rave about Obama. And now that they're on Medicare, it's a whole different story altogether. It's like, oh, wow, we didn't think it was going to be this bad, you know. So at least they're opening up their eyes now.
And this is like the steamroller. It's a, you know, it's moving at the pace of a steamroller. But nobody can stop it.
No,
you know, it's not moving very fast, but people are getting crushed, and they can't get out of the way.
Well, when the elections come around, people have to get out and vote, and they have to keep the Democrats out of office. That's
Jill, you got it right there. Elections have consequences. We can't be sitting on our hands just because, oh, I don't like Romney enough. I mean, Romney wouldn't have done this. Come on.
No.
You know, it's interesting. I was on the I used to do the Stan Solomon Show, which is a computer TV Skyped show, and this guy's an old timer, and Alan Keyes used to be his main guest.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and smart guy, real brand guy. I always admired the guy. He ran against Barack Obama for a Senate seat. He ran for president four times. Secretary, ambassador to the United Nations under Reagan.
Oh, wow.
And all of a sudden, he starts up saying things like, this is during the campaign. Romney is not only just as bad as Obama, he might be worse. And I was stunned. Well, I came back the next show, and I argued back. And I says, I don't understand why you're saying this. Here you are. You, sir, gave yourself allegiance to a man who was a liberal, who was a president of a union, who was a Democrat not too long ago, and that man was Ronald Reagan. Why would you say Romney is worse than... He had no answer, but the star of the show, Stan Solomon, said, well, I agree with Alan. Well, that was the last time I was on the show. That was about 2 years ago, and the son of a gun actually asked me to come on his show this Tuesday. I didn't do it, but, you know, anyways, maybe he's changed his mind finally. Hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. You have a nice weekend. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm Juanita from Rolla.
Hi, Juanita. Thank you
for
waiting.
I agree that someone needs to replace Obama. Why don't they go for impeachment?
You know, that's interesting. It's Nat Henthoff, who's about 85 years old, who writes in the Jewish World Review, just like I do, he has come out now recently and said, it's time to impeach this guy. He's a lawless president. He has broken the law, his own health care law, 15 times at least, and maybe more. This is not what the Constitution is set up to do. The Constitution has the executive branch, and then it has Congress. Congress legislates. Congress determines the law, and the law of Obamacare, his own law, says it shall be. If not maybe, if the president likes it or not, it shall be. He's given exemptions to big business, McDonald's, one of them. unions, Congress. He's not supposed to be able to do that. He's got to go back to Congress with that.
Well, that's the way I feel about it, too. And you know, exempting companies and releasing them from their standards of having to have the insurance and everything, it's not fair to the people out there. These people who don't even, that barely make minimum wage, they can't afford all of this.
Well, of course not.
And
it's going to crush people.
I can't understand why someone hasn't tried the impeachment.
Well, here's what's going to happen. It's going to crush people. They're not signing up. What young kid, like her, this gal's, I think her name was Joe, her kid didn't sign up, right? Well, what kid, maybe he's 27 or whatever, wants to sign up for something that's going to cost him three times as much as just a regular policy and give him a $7,000 deductible?
That's exactly
I mean, come
right.
on. They can't afford that.
Now,
so what's going to happen? Wait, let me finish my thought here, Juanita. What's going to happen here is that the insurance companies have a deal with the president. They made a deal with the devil, the insurance companies. Everybody thought they were evil before. Uh-uh. But now they're evil. And I'll tell you why. What they signed was that if these things went belly up, if Obamacare went belly up, there's a make-good clause by the federal government, meaning us taxpayers are going to get stuck with them making a profit off of this deal. There's going to be a bailout of the insurance companies.
Insurance companies has been problems for years. But to me, just like I said, he's not looking at being fair to his people.
No. No, I agree. You know,
and whenever you turn on the radio and you hear, excuse me, President Obama's wife's birthday.
The Queen.
You know, we don't. That's his family. He should honor that in his own house. Not pronounce it to the world.
Well,
what his wife has done.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about that. But, you know, I mean, they're living like kings and queens while this country is suffering.
That's exactly right. And more suffering than anything, and is going to go on. There has to be a stop come to it somewhere.
Well, I think it's time to impeach a guy. You know, I mean, what are you going to do? You got to get control of the House and the Senate, though.
That's true.
House. We got to get the Senate. And these Republicans, you know, they can't be shooting themselves in the foot or shooting each other.
I think I heard on the news where the other day where they had six, maybe more, to match the Democrats.
Yeah, six in the Senate.
Yes.
Right.
And that once, if they got to that, then they would be on the road again.
Yep. All right, Juanita, I got to end this call, dear.
Some of the Democrats will drop.
Well, they are starting to drop. What's his name dropped yesterday? The guy from California, Waxman. So hopefully more of them will drop off as they see troubles ahead. Anyways, thank you, Juanita. We're going to take another call, and then we're going to have a little bit of advertisement for our sponsors. And by the way, if you want to sponsor the show, you call 364-2525 and ask for Mr. Pig Vomit. I'm being very kind to he's also known as Mike Thompson, by the way. And you guys out there who are listening to the show, I would appreciate it greatly if you spent your money with the people that sponsor this show. Because, you know, I am a little risque, a little, on the edge. And some people might not like it. So I know one person wanted to boycott me and all that garbage. But I found out she's in business, too. Anyways, if you want to call this show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
All right, one more caller, and then we're going to take a break. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Joan from Salem.
Joan?
Yes.
Joan Flatt?
Yes.
Hi, Joan. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good. How's your seeds?
Well, I don't know. You're the one supposed to be the caretaker. just a quick observation for those that are constantly saying we should impeach.
Mm.
They can initiate it in the House, but do you honestly believe that Harry Reid is going to do anything with it when it gets to the Senate? It is to be tried in the Senate. He won't even bring
Well, of course bill. Not. Of course
he
not.
Won't
but
he
that's,
won't bring a bill to the floor.
Of course not, but you know what? We got elections in November. November is
exactly.
10 months,
exactly.
9 months away. You know, it's it's as long as having a baby, you know? Come on. And maybe it's time to start preparing the baby.
People need to...
For the birth.
They need to change the balance there if they want something done.
We know that. You're right.
exactly.
You're right, but let's get the momentum going, you know? Come on.
Yep.
All right.
Well,
Joan,
I'm
thanks
trying.
A lot. Quit throwing seeds on my parking lot. I'm begging you. Anyways, that was Joan Flatt from Salem, good friend. If you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
We are taking a break, a well-earned sponsorship break. And it's interesting. I got so much more stuff. You got Al-Qaeda. According to Obama, you know, when he ran, it was Al-Qaeda dead, GM alive. Is that true? We're going to find out when we come back. This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
It's Big Game Day Savings going on right now at Fairground Auto Plaza in Rolla. Right now, get $1,750 in customer cash or 2.9% APR financing to qualified buyers on the 2014 Chevy Malibu or lease a 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 double cab for as low as $279 per month. The big game means big savings at Fairground Auto Plaza, 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla, or find them on the web at FairgroundGM.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Does your trip to the dentist office sound like this? If so, it's time to come see the friendly staff at Forum Dental, where they make dentistry simple and fun. Forum Dental is committed to patient satisfaction and high-quality dental care. So come to Forum Dental, where they do it all, from teeth cleaning and whitening to bridges and crowns and so much more. At Forum Dental, they make every dental experience a pleasant one. Forum Dental, working together to be better. Visit their website at forumdental.com.
Has your rock rolled away? Does your driveway have more cracks than the Grand Canyon? Does your entryway require a four-wheel drive? Well, if it's time you need new pavement, new concrete, or just more gravel poured for your driveway, road, or construction project, call the guys at Melrose Asphalt today at 364-9101. Let them rock and roll your world today. Melrose Asphalt, 364-9101.
Have you ever been to a real liquor store? No, I'm not talking about the liquor section at your grocery store. If you haven't been to Lucas Liquor off Manchester and Ellisville, then you don't know what you're missing. Lucas Liquor wants to help you wow your guests at your upcoming parties and events with their amazing selection of top-shelf choices at not-so-top-shelf prices. The amazing staff at Lucas Liquor will help you find the perfect spirit selection to make your next event top-notch without breaking your bank. Curbside service and weekly tastings, too. Give them a try today. Lucas Liquor in Ellisville.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Hauk Drive in Rolla.
But this is the same governor that said that there's no place in the state of New York because that's not who we are, meaning conservatives. I'm not welcome in my own home state. Now, that's fine. Governor Cuomo, I'm going to leave, and I'm taking all of my money with me, every single solitary penny. And by the way, Governor, because I work here, there's a whole bunch of people that work for me and benefit because I do two shows. And I guess maybe some of them will be out of work, Governor. I'm sure you'll take care of them.
The taxpayers are broke.
Yeah, they are. They have these new commercials New York is paying for, begging people to set up business in New York. And this is, you know, if this is what this governor says.
Now, you would think Sean Hannity would know enough not to speak over one of my commercials. I mean, that's an outrage.
Well, sometimes it's an RF thing.
What does that mean? Radio, see, now you throw this.
Radio frequency.
Radio
sometimes
frequency.
Sometimes radio frequencies kind of collide. That's why the. And in that room that you record in, especially, yeah, that we have what they call a radio frequency issue during the winter.
Can that get fixed, do you think?
Ask Steve-O. He knows. He knows. He might be able to help you, but in most cases, no.
Okay. All right. Anyways, that was Sean Hannity decrying the fact that New York has now told conservatives, pro-lifers, we don't want you in New York. Well, okay. Guys like Hannity who pay a lot of taxes and a lot of rich guys, Rush already moved out, they're more than thrilled to get the heck out of there and go to Florida. I mean, you know, nicer weather, you got the water, Texas, no state taxes, no state income tax. They welcome businesses. I mean, Sean Hannity, you know, he's pretty high powered. He's got to be making, I would guess, about $25 million a year, wouldn't you guess? He's got the radio show and he's got the TV show. I don't know how he does it. That's a lot of effort. I'm doing 1.5 hours a week on this, and I'm telling you, it's wearing me out, you know. But I am ready to do it when I do it. So anyways, New York, you know, forget about it. Get the hell out of town. Go somewhere else. Come to Missouri. Anyways, we have a caller as soon as Lee recognizes it. Lee blamed me for hitting the button last hour, and, you know, now neglected to do it this hour. Hey, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Joe from Cuba.
Hi, Joe. Good morning to you.
I was just wondering, I was listening to your last few callers.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, did they just wake up yesterday?
Hey, don't you insult my callers like that. What's wrong with you?
I've seen this thing going south for years, you know, the government's turn on us. I mean, do they just now, are they just now figuring it out?
People don't always realize what's going on. I mean, look at Nazi Germany and look at Russia and China. People think, you know, they think the government's not going to lie to them. They look at the government as some kind of a great white father or what, or great black father.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am serious. Some people don't get it, and that's why I'm here.
You're talking to me now. No, wait a minute. No. The government will lie, steal, and cheat.
Well, we know that, okay? But a lot of people don't believe that.
How long does it take them to wake up and smell the coffee?
Listen, I used to call Obama a socialist, and everybody would say, how dare you? Now no, he's not. He's a communist. He's not a socialist, which is much worse. Okay, it's just the way it is. Trust me.
How long does it take people to wake up and smell the coffee, Dave?
Well, hopefully they're doing it now. That's why I'm here, talking through my bad voice. All right.
Tell them it ain't the roses. It ain't. It don't smell like a bed of roses. You know, it ain't all.
I know.
Is it?
I know, but we got to convince people, and then we got to. All right. Well, listen. Thanks for the call, and you have a good weekend. We have another caller. You know, I mean. It is what it is, all right? We have reelected this guy. You think we had enough information not to reelect him, but we did. We reelected him, so it is what it is. Let's deal with it. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dave. This is Tony from Cuba.
Hey, Tony.
When are you guys going to get Tea Party started up again?
When are you going to do it? I'm doing my bit right here on the show, Tony.
You want us to do it in Cuba here?
Absolutely. You do it. Somebody... pull this thing together. I'll MC it. I'll do whatever you can. I'm trying to run a couple businesses, you know, and I'm doing this, and I don't want anybody crying for me because I love what I do. Lee's looking at me like I'm doing it for the money. If I was doing it for the money, you know what? I'd be out there.
That's what? A little violin.
Oh, it's a violin.
Crying,
little violin.
Crying for you.
When you rub your thumb and your finger together, I thought that's money. Now, anyways, you know, yeah, get it started, man. Come on, we need leadership, and this is what I can do. Okay, I cannot go out and organize this and do this at the same time. I can't do it.
We need speakers, though. That's the part of the problem, Dave.
I'll help you look for speakers. You know,
okay.
I'll help you. I'll go along with that. I'll help you set it up. I'll run it, and MC it. I did about 5 of them, for goodness sakes. We had pretty good turnouts.
Well,
we got to get people going here, Tony. Come on.
Well,
it's November's coming.
Yeah, if you help us with that, we'll do what we can do.
All right, I'll do whatever I can, believe me. All right?
All right.
All right, everybody, what's your phone number, Tony, so we can get people organized here?
What's my phone number?
Yeah, your phone number.
No, I don't want to get my phone
there
number.
There you go. See, you wanted to offer your help, and there's no phone number involved. Come on. All right, well, you get it together. You get your stuff together and get a phone number to me.
Yeah.
Or then I know you're not serious. All right, well, thank you, Tony. I think I just, what are you going to do? You know, yeah.
Sure, I threw him off a little bit there.
I think I did. So I'll call back when you get a phone number and you get some kahunas to follow up on what you just told me. That's a great idea. Anybody out there, we need to get this thing started again. So anyways, call the show. Call the show here, 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
So Al-Qaeda's dead, huh? Well, not according to James Clapper, the head of all our intelligence services, says Al-Qaeda is as strong, if not stronger, as it was before, and they're more spread out. Thank you, Barack Hussein Obama, for your excellently stupid policies. And as to Syria, by the way, you know, they had the big... killings with the poison gas. And Obama made this big deal with the Russia. Just went ahead and turned over the Middle East to the Russians, who were kicked out by Nixon and Kissinger back in 73? Well, guess what? The Russians are back. And Syria has given up less than 5% of the stated amount of poison gas. And guess what? There's more poison gas that they didn't tell you about, I'm sure. So that's been a farce. So we gave up any power that we had, any sway we had, with anybody in the Arab world, probably. Who's going to believe us? Who's going to believe us? Nobody. And now they got the secret deal with Iran. You know, they're keeping it secret, all the details. And guess what? Israel is in complete jeopardy. And the Israelis know it. I just came back from there. They know it. They know they're screwed. And they're going to have to handle it like everything else on their own. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Steve from Salem.
Hi, Steve. What's going on, man?
I got a piece of information I need to see if anybody knows about, if they need to know about it. It's called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Have you heard about that?
No.
They are collecting banking information on the citizens at the same rate the NSA is doing phone numbers. Hmm. This just come out this week.
Really?
This is part of a portion of the Dodd-Frank bill that was pushed through just shortly after Obamacare was pushed through.
So what are we supposed to do about it?
You need to call your senators and representatives and raise Holy Cain about it, because why is the country collecting banking information on the citizens?
Excellent point. All right, I appreciate that. Call your senators about that and your congressmen. Okay, we're going to be gone here for a little bit, but before I do that, let's go back to Obamacare. Now, Obamacare, talking about giving up stuff, giving up information, well, they got 43 navigators. These are Obamacare navigators, supposed to help you navigate the website and all that stuff, get you signed up for Obamacare. Guess what? These guys are felons. They're felons. And many of them are multiple convicted felons. And you're supposed to give them your Social Security number and your finance information and your house address, your business address. Are they absolutely out of their minds? Now, you multiply that by 50 states, you got to have maybe 1,000. So this is nuts. Now, you know, usually I'm in a rush to get done right now, but we got an extra half an hour. Oh, I'm loving this. I don't care whether if I have to whisper the show in, I'll do it, because I'm loving this. I'm loving the callers. I don't have to rush people a lot, you know. I can get my commercials in. Lieber isn't, he's a pain, but he's a nice guy, generally. I mean, people probably think I don't get along with Lee. Well, I don't, but I tolerate him, so what the hell. Anyways, we're going to be right back. This is Dave Weinbaum, and this is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Mid-Missouri's information source is News Radio KTTR FM St. James Rolla, KTTR AM Rolla.
ABC News.
Seamstress. She sewed my new blue jeans. What?
Good stuff.
Yeah, that's great.
That's great.
You know why I love that song? That's the way I started my show, with that song. Not for any political reason, but because every day during freshman football, it's either freshman or sophomore football, we came in the locker room and that song was playing on the radio. Back way in 1964, 63. Goodness me, I was like 15, 14. And every day we all sang it. It was just, you know, one of those things that stick with you. I love the song. You know, when I shower, sometimes I can sneak the parrot in. Ooh. When Lisa Strauser isn't around.
It's not a good look.
And she's not listening, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I put him on there and I sing The House of the Rising Sun to the parrot, and he nods his head and sings along sometimes. So anyways, we're back on the Dave Weinbaum Show. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the air. Or not. Somebody's taking a drink out there. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jim from Raleigh, Dave.
Hi, doing? Jim. Good. How are you?
Fine. Thank you. I was listening to this radio station the other day around, I don't know, I think it was somewhere between 7 and 8 or 9 or something like that. And some guy on there was saying that Congress had not passed a bill. Congress had passed 140 bills. They let people know that there's a House that's this Congress and there's a House that's the Senate. It's the Senate that has not passed the bill. Congress has passed many.
Well, they passed a few, but the House has passed a lot of bills.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I don't know who it was. I think the guy had a burr under his saddle or something. I can't, you know.
Why would anybody have a burr under his saddle under this government? Huh? That's a Lee burr. Lee is taking credit for it. Lee is a burr. Lee is a burr under my saddle. How's that? Man.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Have
he's giving me a rash. Anyways, do we have another caller, or is that just nothing? All right. You want to call the show, 364-0800, or...
RKTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
So the president is on... Now he's campaigning again. That's what that SOTU speech was, the State of the Union speech was a campaign speech. That's all this guy knows how to do. He can't govern. You know, somebody said, well, are you calling the president a liar when he tells you, you know, if you like your insurance plan, you can keep it, period. If you like your doctor, you could keep it, period. Well, either he's the dumbest son of a gun that ever lived, or he's lying. And I think he's lying. How do you not know that your own law precludes you, in many cases, from keeping your own doctor? Or how do you not know that your own law says that they have to meet, insurance companies have to meet new standards that most... Or many, or millions and millions and millions and millions of plans don't meet the law, and therefore they have to cancel them. And then they're going to blame your insurance companies? Uh-uh, that's not the way it works. It's not the way it is. So, yeah. Anyways, so now the president, you know, well, they've got elections coming up, and he flies to Wisconsin. And guess who meets him? Guess who meets him at the plane? Was it any senatorial candidate from the Democratic Party? Was it any House of Representative Democrats? Was it the governor who wants to be governor, a candidate for governor, who's a Democrat? No. It was Scott Walker, possibly a presidential candidate, who within, let's say, 3 years has turned Wisconsin from a $3 billion deficit to a $920 million surplus. Jobs. He's added tons of jobs. The rate of unemployment is way down. He's been an amazing success. He's gonna give most of that money back to the people via tax decreases. It can be done. But you got to have somebody who knows what the heck they're doing. Barack Obama, besides being an ideologue, he's never run a thing in his life, and he's still not running anything. Commander-in-chief, garbage. Where was the commander-in-chief during Benghazi? We still don't know. Where was Hillary during Benghazi? We still don't know. Anyways, you know, and now, the newest thing. And by the way, you're not going to see very many Democrats who are running for office want to be seen with this president. Although Karl Rove says, you know, it's kind of a dumb thing. I mean, people are going to notice that he's coming to town, and all of a sudden you're saying you're too busy. You know, what does that mean when you just stand up the president like that? I don't know. All right. Anyways, by the way, Oxford scientists have found out that we have a place in our brain that exhibits a conscience. Lee Burr, do you think you have a conscience?
No.
That's what I was thinking. You know, those Oxford scientists haven't run into Lieber yet. But they insist there's a part of your brain that makes you wonder if you're doing the right thing. I wonder if either criminals think they're doing the right thing, or if they're doing it and know they're doing wrong. That's a good question. I don't know. Anyways, you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Well, the next thing they're doing now, they're doing a documentary on Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas. You know, you remember back in the hearings, back in 1993, I believe it was, where all of a sudden Clarence Hill is going pretty good. He's a conservative black, obviously, and he's a smart guy. He's a smart lawyer, was a smart lawyer. He was connected to people that I was using up in Jeff City, Harvey Teitelbaum. Harvey Teitelbaum and Clarence Thomas and Ashford were all assistant attorney generals under Jack Danforth. And actually, I'd never met Clarence until, or Judge Thomas, I should say, until 1993. But I had an idea for McDonald's at one point, and Harvey Teitelbaum told him about it, and he brought this to Ed Meese, and Ed Meese brought this to Ronald Reagan, and Ronald Reagan loved the idea. So I went to McDonald's, and I tried to get them to do something about it, and, you know, the promotional guy says, well, it's not my thing, and the advertising guy says, well, no, that's promotion, and they, you know, it's like leaving $1 billion between yourselves. So anyways, it didn't get done, but I had a meeting with Clarence Thomas, Judge Thomas, up in 1993 in his chambers. And how cool was that? We actually shared cigars. And this is right after the hearings, right when he gets his office. And it was just the most interesting conversation, about, politics, about, you know, what to do about poor blacks and things of this nature. And, he's a smart man. And he's a nice man. So they got this documentary going out now about him and Anita Hill. Why? Why? Where's the documentary about Bill Clinton and all his bimbos? How about the one that actually accused him of rape? What was her name? Jeez. Kathleen Willey. I mean, she actually accused the guy of rape. All right? So where's that documentary? And the documentary about how Hillary covered up for all this stuff. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, back in here. This is Don from Eggers Springs.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
I just wondered, did I hear you right? You were talking, you said the president, you called him a liar, a cheat, and a thief?
Let's see. Let me think about that for a moment. A liar, a cheat, and a thief. Liar and cheat, yes. Thief, I'd have to have definite proof, but I've got proof that it is, all right?
Uh-oh.
What's your problem?
You're a brave man, Dave. You're a brave man.
Well, what are they going to do to me? Come on. I mean, look.
What are you going to do?
I'm not a brave guy. I mean, it's a fact. Okay, they'll send the IRS after me, and I don't care. You know, it's America. I mean, if you can't speak up in America, where else can you speak?
Well, you're pretty brave. Yeah, free speech. Right of free speech. Where are you from, anyway?
I'm from Chicago.
Good work, boy.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Dad. He's probably about 18. Anyways, you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
*KTTR on your AT&T show.
All right, I've got about 30 more minutes of stuff, but you know what? We got only 15 minutes left, and Lee is already over there shaking his head like I'm going to ask for another half an hour. Golly, I'd never do that, would I? Lead right into Rush Limbaugh? That would be terrible for this thing, because we got to do garage burn or whatever that thing is. Yeah, go ahead and answer the call, please. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Calvin, and I'm driving down the interstate.
Hi, Calvin. What's up? Where are you from originally?
We're from around the Crocker area.
So what made you turn on this show?
Just listening to that Dan guy that just called you. Yeah, our president is a thief.
Yeah.
And especially this MyRA. People need to check into that and don't do that.
What is it?
The MyRA, you know, instead of the IRA.
Oh, okay. Don't do that. Why?
People to give them, give the government your retirement fund and let them work.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll get rewards.
Ha!
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, you don't want the government to do anything. I mean, how would you like the government to do a website for you after the Obamacare website? You know, give me a break. They can't do anything. All right, hey, thanks for the call. We have another caller, as long as I get callers, and I still got a little time to do the break, I will. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave, it's Bob calling from Cuba, Missouri.
The senatorial candidate. Is that correct, Bob?
No.
No?
But I think we're going at this the wrong way. I think the people now are pretty well shouting from the treetops. The politicians aren't listening. We need to find out who's pumping this money into these primaries and electing these people that has no gonads and won't stand up for what the people want or won't do what they run on what they're doing. People need to be smarter. They need to go on the computer, newspapers, read about these candidates, look at their past, how they voted, what they stood for, and we need to elect Tea Party candidates. I don't care what the national media or anybody says, they're the true Americans.
Why do we need that? Why Tea Party versus guys like McCain?
Exactly. You know, Karl Rove, he's another one. We shouldn't be listening to a thing that man says.
Well, but there's a reason. I'm trying to get you to give me the reason why we should elect Tea Party candidates versus guys like McCain or Romney even or, you know, Chris Christie.
Well,
why?
The reason why they are sheep and wolf, you know, they're wolves and sheep clothing. They're just as much liberals. They're politicians. They won't line their pockets.
I
people to stand up for America.
I agree with that, but let me pose a practical answer to that, and that is that these guys have a history of losing. John McCain is a loser. I know he went to war and all that, and he was a hero, but he lost that election. Barack Obama didn't beat him. Sarah Palin nearly dragged him across the finish line, and he was kicking and screaming all the way. They wouldn't let her talk about what Obama was all about, and they had a duty to do so. So did Romney. He failed.
I agree with that, what you're saying. But to me, it wouldn't make a heck of a lot of difference if McCain was president or Obama. Yeah, on foreign policy and stuff like that, it'd be a lot better. Romney, the job situation would be better. But would America be better?
I think it would be a greatly better. Either under McCain, as dumb as he is, and I think he's really not that bright, quite frankly. You know what I want to see? I want to see Hillary against Palin. Then you take the whole woman thing out of it, and I think Palin will slice and dice her in in any debate. She will leave her shriveled. All right, listen, I got to go, Bob, because I got to do another commercial. That was Bob from Cuba. We're going to be right back. I still got, we got to talk about the Super Bowl a little bit. We got blacks who don't like Obama all of a sudden. Yeah, well, you voted for him, but they're not getting anything for it. You got an MSNBC Twitter that's setting the world on fire. And if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM and 1490 AM.
No! Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG. Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
Being away from home for whatever reason can sometimes be a bit uncomfortable. The Rustic Motel in Rolla wants to be your home away from home. With their special and affordable rates starting at just $35.99 for a single, to their weekly rates as low as $169.95, and special amenities like free Wi-Fi, cable with HBO, microwaves and refrigerators in every room, you are sure to find the comfort you need. At the Rustic Motel, you will always be treated like family in their home. The Rustic Motel, located on South Bishop next to Sonic in Rolla, or call 573-364-6943.
Start the new year off right and get healthy with McDonald's Egg White Delight McMuffin. 100% freshly grilled egg whites, extra lean Canadian bacon, and smooth white cheddar on whole grain English muffin. Only 250 calories. Stay warm with the McDonald's McCafe drink. Choose from delicious hot chocolate, fresh brewed coffee, mocha, or latte. And for a limited time, feed the family with a 20-piece chicken McNuggets for only $5. Available only at your locally owned McDonald's in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and two in Rolla. Has your rock rolled away? Does your driveway have more cracks than the Grand Canyon? Does your entryway require a four-wheel drive? Well, if it's time you need new pavement, new concrete, or just more gravel poured for your driveway, road, or construction project, call the guys at Melrose Asphalt today at 364-9101. Let them rock and roll your world today. Melrose Asphalt, 364-9101.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
Think back. Remember the 1990s, the bull market, when making money seemed easy, maybe too easy? As the great stock market bubble slowly deflates, investors are being forced to relearn an old but important lesson. Making and keeping money isn't easy. It really starts with knowledge. Quite simply, investment success requires superior knowledge. But knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where we at Lindbergh Capital Management can help. As a registered investment advisor, we've spent years in a highly focused but dogged research effort to determine what works in financial markets, what doesn't, and why. When it comes to investing, we bring to bear the power of this considerable knowledge and experience. So if you're ready to work with an investment advisor that's done its homework, give us a call. That's Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. For a no-obligation appointment, take a few minutes. Call 314-416-0055. At Lindbergh Capital Management, we put our knowledge to work for you.
David was the son of Samuel, one of the greatest kings of Israel, all right? What happened with David, he had eight brothers, okay? When Samuel's time came to lose power, everybody was looking to his sons. He had eight. David was the least likely, but the one chosen. He was the youngest, the smallest. He was the one selected. There are a lot of people out here tonight who think you are the least likely candidate to be successful. David was chosen because he had an intangible. His intangible was his heart. Now, they're bigger. We can see that, and so can everybody else. But nobody can see the intangible with us. There's a reason why I opened up to that passage. We got to make that happen tonight. Be the intangible tonight.
I cannot do everything.
But I can do something.
Let's bring it. We got an election coming up, ladies and gentlemen. We got to start. We got to get that Tea Party organized. We want conservative candidates. But most of all, we got to stop the freight train of socialism on its way to communism and get America back to where it's actually respected in the world. We are disrespected everywhere. And soon we will be attacked. All right, if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
*KTTR on your AT&T phone.
Wishing a happy birthday to Bob Desai. You know, he's getting old. I think he's going to be 60. Holy cow. Well, we got him beat, don't we? Anyways, wishing a happy birthday to him. My website is daveweinbaum.com. And I want to thank people like my girlfriend Lisa Strauser. See, I got the name right. And Candace Lanier and... gal named Brenda, and Catherine Stanislawski for pushing my stuff on the internet. Gesundheitly. We got a few more things to talk about, and that is the Super Bowl. You know, we got two Western teams. We got the Broncos and Seattle. Do you really care who wins, Lee?
No.
So you don't really. It's not your sports guy.
It's not the Rams. I don't care.
Huh?
It's not the Rams. I don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
You have no other favorite team, just the Rams?
Well, I like Denver and I like Green Bay. If it, you know, those are my two teams. After,
well, you're a sports guy, though.
But I don't have any emotional ties.
Yeah. See, I don't either. I understand that, but I like Peyton Manning. He's a good, efficient quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The coach Carroll over there used to coach USC. Was it UCLA or USC?
USC.
Yeah. And, he's pretty excitable, exciting guy, and he's in the Super Bowl. That's the first time they're in the Super Bowl, isn't it?
No, they were in 2005.
Oh, okay. They didn't win, though.
No, they lost to Pittsburgh.
So what do you think is the final score?
Oh, I don't get into that type of stuff.
Oh.
I just say Seattle will win.
I think it's the Broncos 24-21. It's going to be close, I think. But, you know, you never know. Hmm. Half of these things are blowouts, aren't they?
No, not anymore. No. They used to be, but they're very close to
lately, yeah.
In the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Nothing worse than watching a blow in the Super Bowl, you know?
That's bad news.
That's bad news. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name's George. I'm in St. James. Heard you guys talking a little bit about how our country's kind of going down the tubes again.
Well, I mean, look, it's America. It's got a lot of resilience, but it's in the opinion of myself and actually most Americans, probably about 60% of Americans think it's going the wrong way. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you something. We got two political parties that are the same basic problem, and they're attacking the American people from two different sides.
Well, I would agree with a good portion of the people who are running the Republican Party. But you got these guys out there like Ted Cruz and Mike Lee, what's the guy in Kentucky, Paul. And these guys are, I think they're okay.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, they're not going to take over the East Coast establishment. And the people who are really running this country are the oligarchy from the financial and military-industrial complex. So I'll tell you what, I'm a Goldwater Republican. And you go
so
back and read Goldwater's old stuff, along with Phyllis Schlafly's and related conservative stuff that gets perverted into this neocon garbage, which is what happened under the Bushes, okay? And we are no longer a republic. We're an empire, and that's our fundamental problem.
Well, you can go back to Eisenhower about the industrial military complex.
Absolutely.
But, Reagan came in and beat a guy who was awful, but not anywhere near as awful as what Barack Obama is. And the reason that Barack Obama is so awful is that he's intentionally destroying us for whatever reason he has. I don't know why he's doing it, but he's doing it. He's not stupid. Well, maybe he is.
No,
he's clever.
He's not. Obama is definitely a creation of his handlers, and he was groomed for what he's doing. He is intentionally destroying the country, Dave. You're absolutely right about that, without question.
What do we got? I got 30 seconds, so I'm going to have to end this call. You will be the last caller today, and I appreciate you calling. And, gang, it's time to get started. It's just time to move along and do what we need to do to win this country back. And I'm dead serious about it. And once the people who are getting welfare have determined the elections against the people who are paying taxes, we're done. All right, listen, you have a great weekend. I will be back next weekend. This is Dave Weinbaum, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.